Greetings, I'm Bill Klatke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Michelle Eberle, who's Executive Director of the Maryland Health Benefit Exchange. And Michelle's here today to talk to us about Maryland Health Connection and the various things that the state is doing to help all of us have more affordable health care and to get access to more affordable health care. So, Michelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bill, and thank you so much for inviting me here today. I'm just happy to be here and spread some more information about Maryland Health Connection.
Well, thank you for coming. I know you're busy, and as a tax-paying citizen, I'm glad about that because we like to see our public servants busy, and I know you are. First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, and they've hopefully heard of the Maryland Health Connection, but they might not have heard of your organization. Could you tell us a little bit about it?
Absolutely. The Maryland Health Benefit Exchange was established in 2011 as a result of the Affordable Care Act. Mm-hmm. So what it has done is allowed us to bring insurance to more than 400,000 people in the state of Maryland. And we've been able to do that through having private health insurance and through an expansion of the Medicaid enrollment population. We have a 9-member board of trustees. We're mm-hmm. an independent unit of state government, and our goal is to make access to health insurance easy and affordable, and we do that by providing the Maryland Health Connection, which is an online site where people can go and compare plans, they can shop for plans, both in the private insurance market space as well as the Medicaid space, and they can purchase their plans and determine what coverage and any financial assistance they may be eligible for.
Great. Thank you. How can someone find out more information?
We have our website. If you go to MarylandHealthConnection.gov, that's the best place to go and explore options that are available. We have many free in-person assisters. They're called navigators, and they mm-hmm. are available for anyone to meet with them. They're throughout the state, so we can provide face-to-face assistance to help determine what plan is right for you and your family. We also have folks stationed at the local Department of Social Services and the local health mm-hmm. departments that can help out. And we offer a call center where we have folks at our call center, and I'll give you that number. I'll give you it at Please. The end of the show as well. It's 855-642-8572. And that is, again, we have lots of folks standing ready at the phone to help enroll in either Medicaid or a private health insurance plan.
Great. So a lot of choices. Maryland Health Connection, is Maryland spelled out?
It is, yes.
For the website?
MarylandHealthConnection.gov, all one word.
Okay, great. Wonderful. And that's 855-642-8572.
That is correct.
For the if you will, the hotline.
Yes. And one thing I would like to mention is our local connector entity here in Baltimore is Healthcare Access Maryland. And so they're very familiar. I think the community's familiar with them. They uh-huh. know all the different outlets and folks to get assistance. So that's a partner of ours that we work closely with.
Great. Can someone get in touch with them directly?
They can go through our website uh-huh. and they can get access to all their phone number and their location.
Great. And your job as executive director is to make everything work and to make sure everybody has affordable health care.
That's right. I have a wonderful
That's
team.
A job.
And we have a full-time employee, 67 full-time employees. We also operate an IT shop that does all the development work mm-hmm. For our mobile app and for our Maryland Health Connection and some other internal systems. We have 110 folks that help with that. So we just have very local hands-on folks that are helping to deliver this service to Marylanders.
Great. And you said that you're an independent part of state government.
Yes. We were set up that way. And primarily what keeps us independent is, one, we have this 9-member board of trustees. Mm-hmm. We have our own procurement authority, which means that if we need to go out and purchase things, develop our systems quickly, respond to issues, turn on a dime, we have that ability to do so because of that independent authority.
Yeah, that
However,
makes sense.
We also we work hand in hand with what the governor's initiatives for the state are, and we follow personnel policies and procedures that the state does. Mm-hmm. So it allows us to really be nimble and innovative and very good stewards of taxpayer dollars while at the same time being part of the state government.
Right. Sounds like the best of both worlds. Let's talk specifically about the Maryland Health Connection.
Yes.
You've told us a little bit about it, but could you give us an idea of how it works?
I'd be happy to. And again, if you think of what Maryland Health Connection does, is it is the avenue to get health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So whether you're looking for an individual plan for yourself, a plan for your family, whether you think you might be eligible for Medicaid, any of those scenarios, you could have a household that has multiple scenarios. Coming through Maryland Health Connection is the way to determine that. And again, we have, when I speak of Maryland Health Connection, although it's a system, it really is a larger system of people and resources. So mm-hmm. whether you're coming through the mobile app, through our website, through one of our in-person assisters, there's multiple ways to get assistance. What's important to know is that when you come in any of those channels, anyone can help you. They can help determine whether you are eligible, let's say, for Medicaid. And for Medicaid, if you are a single person who makes less than, say, $16,000 a year, you would be eligible for Medicaid. You may be eligible. There's some requirements, but you may be eligible for Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise, if you're a family of four and you make less than about $34,000, you also might be eligible for Medicaid.
So this is within the city, Baltimore.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. It's statewide. Uh-huh. Statewide. Likewise, if you see that you're above those limits, mm-hmm. you may be able to get a tax credit, an advanced tax credit to help you pay for your your private health insurance plan. So, for instance, a family of four earning up to, say, $97,000
mm-hmm.
could receive tax credits, and they're in advance. So they're payable to the insurance carrier to help bring down that monthly cost of your health insurance. So a lot of individuals don't realize that there is either no cost or low cost health insurance options available.
What about, let's take an example. What about, could you, roughly how much would a family of four that's say just over that Medicaid line have to pay?
That would depend roughly on where you live in the state.
Say in Baltimore.
In Baltimore. So in Baltimore, the rate, and again, it depends on your age. So the rating mm-hmm. factors mm-hmm. are how old you are and where you live. Those are really the two primary rating factors.
And so not the prior conditions or anything like that?
Absolutely not. The Affordable Care Act, one of the best thing of the Affordable Care Act is that it doesn't matter your health condition you come mm-hmm. into. No one can look at that. They can't price you higher for that. I don't have actual numbers. I mean,
just a guesstimate.
A guesstimate would be about for a 40-year-old in Baltimore in a private health insurance plan without any assistance.
Mm-hmm.
For 2019, we're planning on probably around $350, but that's at this point just a guess.
Roughly, yeah, because I know the rate's going to be set in a
That's
little
correct.
Bit. There's going to be
correct.
A hearing on that.
Right.
And hopefully Mr. Redmer and running for governor will reduce the requests
right.
For us all. But we'll see.
That's right.
We'll
We're
see.
Hoping that we'll see relief in premium rates for
yes.
2019.
Indeed. So, but $350 a month, that's great.
That's what, again, we'll see what comes out. But that's what we're hoping for a private insurance. Uh-huh. But now, again, that would be absent any tax credit. And if you are within those less than 400% of the federal poverty level, you may be eligible for a tax credit. And again, if your income's low enough, you would may be eligible for Medicaid.
So that would knock it down maybe even from 350.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
That sounds like something that folks that are not getting health insurance should check out, because even if you're above the Medicaid limit, and Medicaid's a whole different thing nowadays too. It's a lot easier.
Correct. It's very streamlined. Again, one of the things that we've focused on is making it easy. So if someone comes in through any of the channels that mm-hmm. I described, and they input their information into the system then will then determine where you go. If you go to Medicaid, you may have a child that is eligible for MCHIP, which is the Children's Medicaid. You may have an adult that is eligible for private insurance. And so they'll determine that. The system or person helping will determine that for the whole family. One of the things that we hear often from people after they get their insurance, and more so on the private health insurance side, is they'll say, well, gee, I'm paying, whether it's a $350 a month or how much a month for mm-hmm. my insurance, but my deductible is so high or the co-pays are so high.
Yeah.
That I can't use my insurance. And that's something that we're really focusing on for next year, to continue the education that there are a lot of benefits that are no cost by the mere fact that you have that insurance. For instance, screenings, colonoscopy screening, mammograms, those are no cost to the person, even though you may have a deductible or copay. Those mm-hmm. services are not. Seeing your primary care physician 3 times a year, no cost. Getting immunizations, no cost. So a lot of
wow.
basic health care. But the problem is people don't understand that. They think, well, I can't go to the doctor because I'm going to have to pay this $9,000 deductible or whatever the deductible is. But that, in fact, is not the case. And so we really encourage people to learn what the benefits are that are no cost.
And to check it out by contacting the connection.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Are there certain timetables of the year?
We run open enrollment for private health insurance every year from November 1st to December 15th. Mm-hmm. Medicaid, you can apply for Medicaid year-round, so that's just on a rolling basis every month. And also, if you miss that open enrollment period for private health insurance, you may have a life event, which we refer to as a special enrollment period. So you may have a baby that you need to have on. You may have a marriage. You may have lost your health coverage through your employer if you were laid off or other situations. And so there are special enrollment periods outside of that open enrollment period every year.
So probably the best we could advise folks would be to, if you have any kind of questions about what time of year or whatever, just give a call.
Absolutely.
Because it's free.
That's right. Absolutely. And the other program that we have that I did not mention yet is we have a whole host of insurance brokers or mm-hmm. producers that we work with that are free to the consumer, and they just supplement our services, mm-hmm. but they are, you know, lifelong experts in health insurance. So they can really help guide you. In fact, they're the only ones that could help guide you to say this plan would be better or that plan would be better if you're really wanting that degree of service.
Because it certainly sounds like the Maryland Health Connection is a group of people that want to help.
Absolutely.
They want to help and that are going to help you spend the least amount that you can on health care.
Right. And our mission is to make sure that every person in Maryland has health insurance. We want to make sure everyone has coverage.
Great. Well, I wish you luck. You folks are doing a wonderful service to us, and more folks should call. And anybody that has a question should call. How can they call? How can they get in touch
again,
with you? One more time.
Our number is 1-800-642-8572. And through that number, we can get you connected to assistance that's local to you. If you have a phone, a smartphone, Android or Apple, I would download our mobile app, because mm-hmm. what that will do is you can actually, there's a GPS location finder, so you can click need help, and it will get you right to the closest in-person assister to where you physically are that can help you with your insurance
Wonderful.
Needs.
Or they could go to MarylandHealthConnection.gov.
That's correct.
Unfortunately, that's all we have time for today.
Thank you, Bill.
Well, thank you. Unfortunately, we have no more time left here on Living in Baltimore. I want to thank our guest, Michelle Eberle, Executive Director of the Maryland Health Benefit Exchange, for being our guest today. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you much.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
We sure will.
And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.